This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. It's better
over here. Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Oh, poker face.
That's how you wake her up.
Poker face.
That's how you wake up Lady Gaga, is you poker face.
Somebody was, wasn't she at one of the events the other day for campaigning or something, Lady Gaga?
I have no idea.
I think she was, but they were calling her, it was a news person, and when they were talking about her, instead of Lady Gaga, Gaga.
They did?
Yeah, they said Lady Gaga. And I'm like, look, it's Lady Gaga. Who lives on this planet and doesn't know how to pronounce Lady Gaga?
Well, remember, I didn't know how to say Adele. What did I call her? Adelaide.
Yeah.
Adelaide. Well, when she first came out.
I think from now on, I'm going to use Lady Gaga.
And my mom used to call, when Oprah first had her TV show, my mom called her Oprah with an F. It was Oprah. I like that. My mom was like, I like that Oprah, that new Oprah show.
Jason Kelce will not be punished by ESPN for smashing a phone and using that slur that he used. ESPN says they've opted not to punish him, that they think he's learned his lesson.
Well, now, yeah, and he apologized.
Yeah,
that.
But I feel like that some of the other people they have on ESPN, they would have punished.
You do?
Yeah. I don't know why, but the world loves Jason and Travis Kelce.
Oh, they sure okay? do, yeah.
Outside of Denver, yeah. Because here in Denver, we don't really care for the Chiefs, so we don't really care for Travis. But the world does, and I feel like that played into this a little bit.
Yeah, I agree with that because they do. I mean, they literally love him.
They're
out
kinda
of the two Kelces, I honestly, I mean, I know a lot of people will disagree with this, but I think that people like him technically the most. I know that all the Swifties love Travis and all that, but as a human, I think like he's just more relatable.
Yeah, I would say Jason is way more relatable and way more liked.
Just lovable. And his wife, I mean, I follow, what's her name, Kelce?
Kylie.
I follow her, and I don't know, they're just down-to-earth people. Like, they didn't get an Travis got that extravagant house. They live in this, like, really modest home. It's kind of crazy. Mm-hmm.
If you didn't know the story, though, Jason is at the Penn State football game over the weekend. Some guy came up and used that slur against him. Well, he grabs the phone from the guy who approached him and used the slur, and he smashed the phone. And then he used the same slur back at the guy like three times, and the guy kind of shoved him and he fell to the ground or whatever. And then it became a big uproar because Jason shouldn't have used the same slur back at the guy.
Three times.
That's where it became a big issue. And now ESPN says they will not punish him. He did apologize. But I do feel like that if it were Shannon Sharpe or maybe even Tom Brady.
Well, wait a minute. Shannon Sharpe had that sexy time video and he didn't get punished.
There's nothing wrong with that. Are you kidding me?
Just saying. He didn't get punished. In fact, everybody's like, whoa, hey.
All right. Starbucks coming out with the holiday drinks, man. Only $11.
No, this is kind of crazy. So Starbucks tomorrow is rolling out their 2024 holiday menu. And for the first time ever, it's including holiday refresher drinks. They've never done that before. And the other thing is, starting tomorrow, you won't get charged for substituting a non-dairy milk. You know how you get the milk added, or you ask for non-dairy milk and they usually charge you? Well, now non-dairy milk will be free.
Jamie, you are talking a complete foreign language to me, and here's why. I have never, ever ordered a Starbucks drink.
I thought you always had to for your wife.
No, I never order. She orders, and I just pick it up.
Oh, gotcha.
I just go there and say, order for Lisa. That's it. Because, and if she does text me an order, I just show it to them. I just pull it up on my phone, blow it up, and I say, here, fix me one of these.
The seasonal beverages include returning peppermint mocha, caramel brulee latte, chestnut praline latte, the iced sugar cookie, which I'm a huge fan of.
Are you a Starbucks fan?
Yeah, I always get the...
Do you go there a lot?
Yeah, I get the Trenta iced tea.
Yeah.
And the protein pack with the two eggs.
Okay.
Yeah, that's what I get for...
All right.
Yeah. Anyway, so, and it's outrageous. It is outrageous. I get two eggs, boiled eggs, right? A little like biscuit weird thing. Two squares of cheese and like four grapes. And it's like $20. And then Trenta is the big large iced tea.
Yeah, I don't know how that works.
Well, it's like...
There's a Venti. Is it Venti or Vente or something like that? And then there's the... Is it Trenta? What'd
Trenta.
You call it?
Trenta.
Trenta.
Yeah.
That's the biggest one.
Okay.
Anyway, so here's one weird thing. They're also adding some cold foams, gingerbread cream, salted pecan cream cold foam. And then here's the weird thing. Hold on. Let me find it. They have this food, right? The Starbucks Holiday Food 2024. Again, this all comes out tomorrow. It said they're adding menus, including, take this one in, a turkey sage Danish.
Ugh.
Now they have a cheese Danish that's delicious.
Yeah.
But a turkey sage Danish?
That doesn't sound good at all.
That sounds disgusting.
Why would you make... We don't need a Danish like that.
What is turkey sage?
Turkey.
Or is that two separate things?
I think it's turkey.
Yes.
Yeah, and then sage. Yeah. What is sage?
Sage is a spice.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, you grow it.
All right.
I'm going to have some sage. You know, in your little herb garden.
Yeah.
Yeah. Turkey sage Danish. And let's see here. They also have, ooh, Froggo, like this. They have a penguin cookie and a snowman cake pop.
Oh, the cake pops, huh?
Oh, yeah.
That's a big deal at my house.
That's a big deal. Yeah. And then there's a rumor, you guys. Well, first of all, I wanted to tell you this. I didn't know this. The two big, like, customizable things that people mostly order is an extra espresso shot and the substitute for the non-dairy milk. Those are the two things that people go in. I don't know how y'all do the, I want a Vente. You know, it's that commercial that we even play?
Yeah.
That, like, with... Like the weird orders, do you know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, no, this and add this. I don't.
I will tell you this. When I go to Starbucks to pick up for my wife, they're quick. They are really good at what they do. They whip through that stuff fast.
I mean, feel like they are slow as hell.
Really?
Oh, my God.
Oh, I don't. Oh, the one we have, I guess it varies from store to store, but the one we have, she can call it in within 5 minutes, man. I've got it.
Oh, well, that's because she's gone in. I sit in that line, and then they talk to me, and I wish they would not talk to me.
They always try and start a conversation with you.
I can't stand it.
Like,
no.
what do you got planned for the rest of the day?
Yes, that. We've talked about this, I know, but it just, every time I dread it, I'm like, please have my food, please have my food. And then I get up there, and they're like, oh, we're waiting on your bagel. And I'm like, okay. So, yep, exactly.
Did you know that they're required to do that?
And their go-to is, so what do you have planned for today? I'm like, nothing.
Like, why?
It's none of your business.
Why are you asking me? You don't care about my life. Just give me my food. Let me get on my way.
And then finally, for Starbucks, November 14th is the rumored release date for the Red Cup Day. It's where they give away those reusable cup giveaways or whatever. Yeah. Have you ever done the Red Cup giveaway?
Yeah, once.
Yeah. Do you like? You just take it back.
You just keep taking it back. And I would never remember fill it back that. Up.
I would never remember. Would you?
No.
I forgot my red cup again.
I can't even remember take my bags to the grocery store.
I can't either.
I can't even do that. There's no way I'm going to do a cup.
You know, I still have four cans of like green beans that are rolling in the back.
Yeah, I can never remember. I get to the store and I never even think of it while I'm shopping. Either. It never dawns on me until I'm at checkout.
I know.
I'll be going through the aisles, filling up the basket, and the bags never even come to mind.
I get pickup, right? And the guy's like, do you have bags? I'm like, oh, crap. And so we just load it in the back.
Yeah.
They just roll around.
Now, if I did pickup, I'd have my bags because they're in the vehicle. I just forget to take them in the store. You want to borrow some bags? I'll sell you some.
I'm good.
I've got about 10 out there if you want
Thank
some.
You.
All right, BJ, Jamie Morning Show.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.